What?
Hello.
Maybe. My name is Tamara. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak
Hey,
to the
ma'am.
person who requested this call?
Yeah, that is me. How you doing, Tam?
All right. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. And how may I help you today?
I was calling because I had got fired like November the 1st, and I still wasn't able to file a claim. I go online and try, but it wouldn't give me access to file my claim. And when I called the animated number, when they gave me the automated service, my bad, man. That wouldn't let me press 2 or something on there. But I did talk to her later, and she said she would have someone call me back about the issue, and they never did. So
You
I
got
could have
the
come.
inquiry line.
This the same number. It's the same thing I did the first time. I'm
No,
just
I'm
doing it again.
asking, okay, have you filed an initial claim, sir?
No, ma'am, it was a message that kept reading. When I tried to file my claim on the website, the message kept reading that we were waiting on feedback from the employer, but that's been since November the 1st, and I'm
Okay, well,
still.
that's about they have your employee has not given them what they needed.
Well, what I supposed to do?
I mean, I would you can call with your you're gonna have to call with your employee, but
I
I
did.
can. Okay, and what they said.
They keep talking about they didn't receive any time.
Okay, I mean, I can file your claim, sir. But
Okay. But what?
which I mean, you'll receive whatever. It takes about 2 to 3 weeks, and you'll receive it. You'll have to make your initial weekly certifications each week.
Okay, so every Sunday I have my claim submitted.
I'll do the claims, and you have Sunday till Friday, and give your PIN number.
They gave me a temporary password.
Yeah, they gave you one.
A temporary password when I did speak to a lady the very first time, but this is my third time talking to somebody.
Okay, did you call the inquiring department?
I wouldn't know. I mean, I'm just trying to talk to somebody who can help me out.
No, I'm just saying you have to. Did you call the inquiring department? The number is at 5 that you call them, and they'll call you back. Did you call them?
Yeah, that's this number.
This is not the inquiring line. This is the claims line, sir.
Oh, I'm
The
not
inquiring
familiar
line,
with.
you have to call them at 5. That's who you need to call so they can get you situated with your claim.
What's the number to 800-752-7389?
No, sir, that's not. The inquiring line number is 1-800-361-4524, and you have to call them at 5 p.m.
4524.
1-800-361-4524.
Yeah, but look, all right, so that'll be the one that's on the bottom of the website that says contact us. I remember that now.
Okay, did you contact them?
Of course, I called them every week trying to file a claim, and I
Okay,
never
that's
have.
not the claim line, sir. That 1-800-361 is not that's not what you call for your claims each week. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
I've just been calling so many numbers, man. Miss Tam, I'm just trying to understand. You know, I ain't really familiar with
One
doing
eight
this.
1-800-361-4524. Call them at 5 p.m. today and explain to them just like you explained to me, and they will assist you. They will help you.
All right. Ain't nothing you can do, huh?
No, sir. I can file you a claim.
And you can help me do that, man?
Can I have your social, please?
423-350509.
Can you repeat your social, please?
423-350509.
Can you verify your name, please?
Michael White.
Do you have a middle initial?
C.
Your date of birth?
2988.
Your mother's maiden name?
Karen White.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Can you verify your driving license state and number?
Yes, ma'am. Alabama. And my driver's license number is 785-3572.
If you're approved for benefits, you have an option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. What do you prefer?
The direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
I need a routing number and an account number.
The routing number is 265-377-950. And the checking.
I need an account number.
The checking account number is 1022-000-8330.
1022-000-8330.
Yeah, ma'am.
Can you verify your mailing address?
2751 Seaton Court, Seaton Court, 326, 93. Yeah, 36693 Mobile, Alabama.
Is your resident address different from the above mailing address?
Nope.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Oh.
Can I have a primary phone number for you, please?
251-609-1699.
2751 Seaton Court, Mobile, Alabama, 36693.
Yes, ma'am.
It's necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. I will be asking you some randomly generated questions. Which of the following street addresses in Lakeland have you ever lived or been associated with? 113 O'Sheeny Street, 140 Ada Street, 7850 Canterbury Circle.
I think it was Ada.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1635 Carroll Road, 23. Excuse me?
Does anyone say Lorando Drive? Lourando.
37 West Lorando Drive.
Yeah.
Which of the following colleges have you attended? Coastal Georgia College Community, Eastern University, Lander University, Western New England College, or none of the above?
None.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you received a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
When was your last day worked? I need a month, a day, and a year.
November 1st, 2022.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workman compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Can I have your job, enter your job title, please? What's your job title?
Deckhand. Ordinary seaman.
A deckhand.
Yes, ma'am.
And you filing for XL Incorporation?
What's that?
What's the company you working for, sir? Who
I
you
really
filing on unemployment,
Kimberly,
sir?
Kimberly Clark, DHL.
Kimberly Clark?
Yes, ma'am.
I need to put them in there. Kimberly Clark, Kim.
DHL.
Kimberly Clark, DHL.
Yes, ma'am.
That didn't come. Do you have an address or anything for them?
Bay Bridge.
Sir?
It's Kimberly Clark, DHL. Let me look it up. KimberlyClark. DHL supply chain, you can't find it. Let me type it up.
Kimberly Clark, DHL supply.
Supply chain, yes, ma'am.
Okay, I don't have it, sir, because I need you. Can I get an address, please?
1850 Herbert Street.
1850 what?
Herbert Street.
Could you spell?
Herbert Herbert Street, Mobile, Alabama, 36610.
I need a phone number. Hold on. I need a phone number for them.
251-554-6683.
Can I have an employment start date, month, day, and a year?
Reemployment start date.
I need an employment start date.
Oh, I don't know.
I need to have an employment start date when you first started working, sir.
I just told you, I don't know. It was February 22. I don't know the exact date. What you on with somebody else I can speak with?
Excuse me?
I'm saying I don't know. I don't know the
February. What year you said?
February 2022.
Okay, and when was your last day worked?
November the 1st, 2022.
What city and state did you work in?
Mobile, Alabama.
The reason why you're no longer working, quit, discharge, other lack of work.
Discharge.
The reason for the discharge?
Tardy.
Tardy?
I guess so. They said they were trying to hear what they had to say about it. I'm just going to say I was late.
Okay, can I have the name? And what was that, the last day you said again?
November 1st, 2022.
And name and title of person who discharged you.
Oh, but I can give you the HR name.
Yeah.
Hold on. Her name is Valerie. Valerie Napier.
Her name what now?
Valerie Napier.
Make peer.
Napier.
Did you have any prior warnings or sim for the same or similar act?
No.
What did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
There was nothing I could do when they told me don't come back. I just followed their rules. I followed what they told me.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Nope.
0988 is your temporary PIN number. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career System. Your career system application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama career centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do that may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week will result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. Michael White, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, thanks.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation.